Beaver Pride Male Athlete of the Week, as well as the Northern Sun Conference Men's Basketball Player of the Week, Jermaine Cockrell, with us. Congratulations, Jermaine.
Thank you very much. I greatly appreciate it. Thank you.
Shot 67% from the floor, career high 27 points, 10 of 15 shooting, 2 of 3 from behind the arc. That's a pretty darn good day, isn't it?
Yeah, the rim is pretty big, I guess.
Can you tell in pregame warm-up that you're shooting the ball well or not?
To be honest, I guess it's just a confidence thing with me. Sometimes, I guess, earlier in the year, I just kind of had some games where I just didn't play as well and stuff. But it's just the team effort is what gets me going.
You transferred in, so you had to sit out the first half of the year, and talked with you right after you came back. You said, man, that was the hardest couple of months ever. Now that you're getting into a rhythm of playing, the level of play picking up with it.
Yeah, it is. I'm just not taking anything for granted and just blessed to be here. And it's a great opportunity, and just the guys are good, and it feels really good.
Being up 13 at the half on the road doesn't happen very often. As a team, what went right for you guys in the first half there last week?
Yeah, they came out pretty strong. They were making baskets as well. I mean, I guess we just kind of got more stops than they did, but it was overall a good game. It got a little physical, a little trash talk, but it was fun.
You all right with that kind of play, or is that getting your head a little?
No, it doesn't get in my head. It kind of feels me a little bit. It kind of gets me going. I don't know why, but it gets me going.
You guys now have had three NSIC players of the week. James Elliser last year, and then Elliser and you this year. It says something for the respect this team is getting. Do you notice that when you walk on the floor, that other teams are not necessarily intimidated, but they know that they're going to get your best effort?
Yeah, I guess whenever I shake the guy's hand, their hands feel a little sweaty, I guess, every now and then. Maybe they're a little nervous, but I think every team wants to get us now. I mean, we were the underdogs before, but now it's our turn to go.
You have just a couple of weeks left in the regular season. You guys can still get a home playoff game. That's goal number one, isn't it?
Yeah, that is the goal, is to get a home playoff game and then go from there and take every game one step at a time.
Is it harder knowing that there's a little pressure now and that there's only a few weeks left, as opposed to, you know, back when the semester turned and you got on the court, you knew you still had 2 months?
To be honest, no, I don't even think of it like that anymore. I just try to go out there and have fun and just let the game come to us. I mean, I don't think our team even looks at that. We just go out there and play and do our job.
If you had to come up with a game plan to stop Bemidji State, you were on another team, who would you try to stop first?
James Elliser.
That hasn't worked very well. And when he has a bad day, somebody else, it seems, always steps up, don't they?
Yeah, that's why Coach, I guess, recruited us. I mean, we gotta do our job as well. I mean, Bryce, too, he's a big passer, so I would probably have to, I don't know, it'd be tough. Him and James would be the two that I have focused on.
Again, congratulations. Good luck this weekend.
Thank you.
For more information on the Beaver men's basketball team, log on to BeaverRadioNetwork.com. More of Midday Live is coming up next on Light Rock 92.1 The River.
It's about your life.
More of Midday Live is on the way from 92.1 The River.